Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan, and this is
Julie Wilson.
That's right. She doesn't need an introduction.
Miss Julie.
We need to get you a robe like Saturday Night Live, like three-time guest co-host, Miss Julie Wilson.
I know. That is kind of cool. I'm in the three club.
Yeah, I like it. I just invented that, by the way. I think you're the first member.
Wow. I'm honored.
Yeah, yeah. So welcome back. The listeners like you. I love you. So
I love you too. So much.
Julie and I were just together at the Fragrance Foundation luncheon.
We were.
What'd you think?
I mean, look, it's always a good time. Linda Levy is a hoot. She is a true treasure in our industry. And so it's always fun to be in her presence. And then just to see all of our fashion friends, like all of the folks, the internal folks at L'Oreal and like Estee Lauder and all of that.
I feel like it was class reunion. And to that end, I have a big time introvert hangover. What are you? After you talk to a bunch of people, do you feel tired or you feel energized?
I feel tired. I am an extrovert for sure. Like, I do love interacting with people. I do love the energy of like that interaction. But I'm also like, now I'm ready to be home on my couch watching horrible television and not interacting with anyone.
Yeah. Well, Julie and I were texting each other from across the room and I was like, oopsie, I had a glass of wine with my lunch.
And I had two. So please. Just please remember that as we're talking today, that asterisk, there's wine involved.
Yep. Footnote, wine involved. I do love the awards, though, because I think a lot of the people that they give credit to don't often get the credit because, you know, you got the big name front house of the perfumes, but this is like the real deal. But I wanted to ask you, it's got me thinking because I know you do Cosmo Beauty Awards. And I was sitting with the old publisher of Cosmo, who used to be the publisher of Allure, who... Basically,
on,
I think, invented beauty awards back in like the 90s or something.
So I think she was a part of that, but what she's most noted for is selling the seal, really monetizing the awards, saying, this is great that we give out all these awards, but these brands can also help fund these awards and our publications by actually buying the seal and putting it on their packages. So she was the brilliant mind behind saying, we're monetizing this.
Which, when you shop on Dermstore or Sephora and their little picture has a seal on it, I see them for Cosmo too.
Yeah, we have Holy Grail Award, our Holy Grail Awards. We have the seal, people buy it. And it's that sense of confidence. I mean, when I see something has won an award, it makes me want to buy it more.
Same. But I was thinking, I'm the judge. Like this year alone, Fragrance Foundation I judge, CEW I'm doing some judging, some Indie Beauty Awards. I used to do Marie Claire. You do Cosmo. I was curious, like, how do you do it? Because I know my process, but like when you're even if it's not for Cosmo, it's just for you yourself, like how do you know if something is going to be a hit? Are you thinking for yourself, the reader, the listener?
I mean, at Cosmo, we have the greater staff help us judge too. Like they're using things. There are obviously things that aren't right for my hair or my skin tone or whatever. So like I can't be testing those things. So the things that actually do work for me, I am testing them throughout the year.
Are you like half my hair with this, half with this?
Sometimes.
Okay, you get scientific about it.
Some days, people can't tell, but I'll be wearing one type of mascara on one eye and another on the other, or like this red lip on the top and this one at the bottom. It's like really interesting how we do. I'm sure you've done that. Like this brow sculpting gel on one eyebrow and the other one on the other. And then at the end of the day, you assess.
Yeah. I've also done awards at different magazines or places where there's a whole judging panel.
Yes.
So like you see what everybody on the panel says.
Yes, we have that too.
You want to not believe you're like, oh, maybe they give it to the advertiser. Maybe this person they really like won the award. But without fail, the ones that get an award from one place usually end up getting other awards elsewhere too. Like they are winners. I feel like it's fairly accurate.
We have a high level of integrity. I think, you know, like I really truly do want to make sure that if we say something is great and we give it an award, we can do it with our whole entire chest and we can like stand behind it. So I really love it. I also in my cabinets, like I will put little stickies on products and be like when I'm testing it, how long I've been testing it, when I started.
Oh, that's smart.
Because we get so much stuff, as you know. I always say, like, I've got, like, Sephora and Ulta storage unit in my pantry. It's, like, all products. And so in order to keep track of what I'm using, what I'm loving, I will literally put little stickies on.
Have you ever in the last couple of years, like, I feel like beauty editors whisper amongst themselves, at least we do, like, we're all loving, like, the Lisa Eldridge lip or whatever it is. I feel like Lisa Eldridge's line has been getting a little buzz. But has there been anything where you were like, I cannot believe that blew up? Because I will cop to mine and you're not going to believe
me. No way. You tell me yours, as I think.
So I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast. When Charlotte Tilbury's line first came into the magazine, when we got like pre-market samples, I was like, okay, it's pinky brown makeup. That's going to look good on people. I thought it was, I loved Charlotte. I love her personality. Mm-hmm. I thought that componentry was like, fine. It was a little it wasn't my style. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe how that line blew.
I mean, and she's like print money.
Yeah, the products are great. They're good, but I didn't see a big point of difference to what was on the market. But then sometimes you just got to do it well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always surprised by the celebrity ones
that do well.
Yeah, like Rare Beauty.
Rare Beauty, good example. I knew the blush was good.
What?
Loved the blush from day one.
You could not tell me that was a multi-billion dollar brand when it first came out. I was like, okay, fine. Like, I get when celebrities try to come out, maybe a money grab, like, oh, I like beauty. Let me try my hand in the beauty industry. But there's nothing about her that I'm like, oh, I needed to know what she was wearing on her face or whatever. But she's such a good storyteller and she's so open and authentic in her social media presence.
Yeah.
That I think that's what really helped take it off. Because at the end of the day, it's not like these formulations are groundbreaking. So in my mind, I'm like, this will be fine. It'll be flash in the pan. But the fact that Rare Beauty is the juggernaut that it is wild.
Yeah. Are there any products from that line that you like?
I mean, I do like the blushes. She has a lip that I really love too. Like a lip gloss that I really love. But I'm not the consumer.
Yes, you are. It's your job as the beauty director of Cosmo to be the consumer.
Like, I have the product, but it's nothing I would actually spend money on. You know, as an editor, that the things that you would actually spend your money on are the things that you're like, this is good.
All right, before we go to the news, you have to give me one. You all of a sudden, you're persona non grata of the publicist. I don't know who it is. You're off the PR list. You really want it. You have to buy it yourself. What is it?
This is my go-to, but I told you this last time we were on. Elemis's Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm.
Okay, I love that you brought this up. So since you were on the show, I have gotten the Elemis Pro Collagen Face Washing Balm.
Cleansing Balm.
The cleansing balm. Yeah, I did the original that has like this lavender scent. I was like, oh, it looks like every other cleansing balm. And then I stuck my finger in there and then I started spreading it on. And I was like, why is this the most relaxing, wonderful, slippery makeup melting experience? Look at her face right now.
This is what I'm
Julia's
saying.
Julia's giving me, you can't see it, but it is the I told you so
face. I told you so. There's just something about that product, and it's so simple, but it is one of those things where I have literally spent my own money and bought it. Even though I know I can get more, there are things that I'm like, this is really good. I'm going to pour into this brand and into this product. Like Wash Day by Carol's Daughter, another one that I am obsessed with. I love that Micellar water shampoo. It's so good. I love the nozzle. I love its thin consistency because it gets to the root. And it really helps too when I'm washing my son's locks. There are just things where I'm like, I will actually pay for this.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ami Colay lip oil treatment. Another one I'll pay for.
Well, the other thing I tried since you came on the show, this was what, like a month ago, I got We the People, but I didn't get the original or the orangey one.
The Cedarwood.
Is it Cedarwood?
It's Cedarwood.
So lovely.
Chef's kiss.
But it's not one of those body oils. Sometimes there's a body oil you put it on and all of your clothes then are like stuck with that body oil for the rest of your life. Like it just seeps into the clothes.
It goes right into your skin.
Featherweight oil. But not silicone-y. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's called Featherweight, Featherlight.
But the scent is really nice because it doesn't compete with your perfume.
It doesn't. It's so nice. It's so light. I love also the experience. I love a glass bottle. I love the packaging. I love that you shake it a bit. It's not like squirting out and getting everywhere. You're not pouring it and you get so much on your hand, like everywhere. It's like a little...
I have hardwood floors, and over right there behind me is where all the fragrances and body oils are. And I was washing them, maybe this was like a year ago, and I was like, why is this area of my hardwood floor like losing the stain? You know what I mean? Like it was, I realized every time I do a body oil without realizing it, they squirt out so fast. Yeah, I get some on the hardwood floors. And I was like, I thought body oils would, but there's probably chemicals in it, whatever it is. It's like ruining my floor. So I made a little shaker on We the People.
The
it's so
little
nice.
Shaker. It's not squirting. You're not pouring where it's everywhere. It's really well thought out and such a good product.
We need a name for our beauty award. J&J. That way when Jess comes back,
she's still here. J&J's. Yes.
J&J.
Triple J. J-cubed.
Seal of approval. We'll get our old publisher to sell our license, our seal.
Look, Nancy, we got another one for you to sell. Let's go. What's this? What does this seal look like? I'm excited about this. I really feel like we can do it.
Good. So now I'm going to keep labeling so I can have products for future days when we give FM JJJ awards. Do you want to talk about the news? Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, getting into the news. Did you see Rihanna's cover for Interview Magazine, first of all?
Of course. Hello. I'm part of the Navy. Like,
oh, that's what her fans are called. Yeah.
The Navy. Come on.
The visuals were great. You can go look at them, everybody. I just think I was like, blue eyeshadow with a nun costume with the ladies out. It's giving everything.
It's not giving anything I would actually want to do or look like, but Rihanna can do no wrong. In my eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like everything she does is just 10 out of 10, a win, knocked it out of the park, was her full authentic self, and like, we stand.
Which is what I want to talk to you about, full authentic self. I read the interview with her longtime stylist / editor-in-chief now of Interview, Mel Ottenberg, I think his last name is.
Yes.
But this is why I love her so much. She was so real. There were a couple things that hit me in this interview, but then you can tell me what hit you. But I wanted to ask you about this one thing. Well, actually, you go first. What hit you in the interview?
Her talking about wanting to pin her titties back to her shoulders. Yes.
So, guys, she mentioned that, like, she just opened up. He was like, oh, do you want plastic surgery? She was like, I'm not waiting 10 years. I might need it now. I want, that's how she described it.
I want my boobs, like, pinned back to my shoulders. I think she said where they used to be. And I felt that on a level that like so many people I'm sure understand. I mean, you don't have to have kids to understand this if your boobs just
to understand gravity.
But the gravity goes onto a whole nother level when you've got whole ass humans sucking on your tits. Sorry. God, why am I potty mouth? Sucking on, like, breastfeeding, and like what that does to your boobs, and then deflation, and you lose the buoyancy, you lose so much density, and then your boobs are like sitting on your lap. So I get it. I had two children just like her. It sounds like she has breastfed both of them. And this is what happens. Do I have the money or maybe even the courage to actually get a surgery to fix it?
Yeah.
No. I just feel like I'll be that girl that goes under and doesn't come out.
Oh, Julie, stop.
I know that's so morbid, but I'm just like, I also would want like a tummy tuck, like the mommy makeover. And I went into a consultation and I started crying. And the guy's like, usually women are like rejoicing because I can help them. And I'm like, I've never gone under. I feel so like.
You've never had anesthesia in your life?
I've never.
You're a lucky woman.
And I just keep thinking of Get Out, like the sunken place or something. And I'm just there and I can't get out. And so I'm like, I don't know. And I'm doing this for vanity reasons. And if my husband is fine with my wobbly boobs, why am I doing this? And obviously, yeah, I wouldn't be doing it for him. I would be doing it for myself. But do I need to do something this extreme for myself if I can just get a good bra and know my angles?
Which does a lot. Or even just my trick is like, if I'm going to look in the mirror, walk around naked, I'm just like, oh, my hands happen to be up here. Just put your hands in the air. And then, yeah, I thought
she
was really honest about that aspect of, it wasn't about motherhood. It was about her body, but it's somewhat motherhood. The other thing I wanted to bring up with you, because I know you are a mom of two, is this quote she had about getting dressed or getting ready.
Oh, yes.
She said, quote, I spend my time getting the kids dressed to death. And then I'm like, what's the most comfortable outfit to wear around them? What's not going to feel uncomfortable on their face or their body? What makes me feel like I can't hold them properly? Moms are lazy dressers in real life. Thoughts and opinions getting ready after having kids.
I think for the most part, what she's saying is true. You are definitely more like around how do they look? Are they cute? Is this clean? Does it match? Are they serving a look? They're like little cute cherubs that you produced and you want them to be cute out in the world, right? So I definitely get that. And I do get the fact that you're an afterthought after that. It's kind of like, what can I run in after them? What if they spit up on me? It's not going to get ruined, all of that stuff. But let's be honest, like Rihanna looks great even in like a t-shirt and jeans, right?
So the whole team to like walk around shout wipes behind her. So I think.
Exactly. I think it's also having innate style. So I might not be wearing like a beautiful dress or whatever, but I know how to slay a t-shirt and jeans. Like we can still get it together, right? We can still be ourselves.
What about beauty-wise? After you had kids, were you just like, we're not putting on eyeliner. That's just, we don't have time for that. Or was there anything that sort of went away or was replaced?
I think it's situational because on the weekends, I'm rarely doing anything, putting on anything, right? Sunscreen, obviously, maybe a tinted moisturizer type thing. But I still like to get cute. Like I still like to present myself in a great way. I had lashes on at the luncheon. I took them off for this.
you do your own false lashes?
Yeah. I love a false lash.
Glue and everything? You're good at that?
Glue and everything. I also do magnetic lashes. Ashanta Sheriff has amazing magnetic lashes that I love.
I did try those. The thing is, Julie, my upper eye skin, what do you call this? Like the here?
The lid.
Yeah, when I do fake lashes, I got them for our photo shoot. Jess and I were getting our photo done. She was like, you want fake lashes? Everybody always wants lashes. So I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, you can put these lashes on me and you're going to probably want to take them off because they're going to look ridiculous because it just looks... I think it's with the brow. I have a lot of brow. So it's a competition.
I have hardly any brow because I shaved them off when I was 7 and they decided not to grow back as thick. I think I had really great brows and then I shaved them off.
If Rihanna was listening, she would want to know, why did you shave your brows off at age 7?
Because I was being a dummy. Like I was in my parents' bathroom and I saw my dad's razor and I was like, I don't have any hair on my face other than, oh, right here. Let me see how this thing works. And I did it with one eyebrow and then I had to do the other one to like make it even. My mom was like, what did you do?
Wait, everybody please remember last episode and the episode before when Julie said, I've never stuck a razor up my nose, which obviously you realized I was the one who had done that for the nose hairs.
I think my first episode, I talked about this, and I think maybe then you brought up something about bringing a razor.
Okay, so
razor
it was like, you share your embarrassing beauty moment, and then I'll share mine.
Exactly.
Oh, little Julie. So when they grew back in, what was that like?
So they grew back, they didn't really grow back in very well. And so I overcompensate with, and I don't have that much lash, but anytime I wear a lash, literally I can put on a lash and not, and very minimal other makeup. And people are like, your makeup looks great. And I'm like, I just have a lash on.
Yeah, done and done. This could be the mom trick. You could tell that she was being real in that interview and sharing the like things that we all think about as women, especially as we get older and our bodies change and our life changes.
Keep it real.
It's when she does something, she seems authentic. I think that's probably also like you were saying before with Rare Beauty, like with Fenty, it feels like she, you know, she wears that stuff every day.
Absolutely. And literally is like talking to us. So I love her. I love her authenticity. Yes. All of the things she says, yes.
It was a good interview. Okay, moving on. This made the news a little bit this week, and I wanted to know if you've been hearing about this among your beauty friends and people. Cosmetic enhancement tourism is on the rise, which I've heard about and talked about a little bit before on the podcast, but I wanted to give you a little something from this Business of Fashion article. Do you watch Love Island ever?
I tried, and it didn't stick. But I'll watch like Love is Blind. I watch Married at First Sight, but Love Island didn't really get me.
Well, it got some other people because they're talking about in Britain, turkey teeth. So apparently TV shows such as Love Island have promoted this certain aesthetic and people are keen to improve their looks, but a cheaper price than is available in Britain. So in June last year, I guess somebody went and got their teeth done in Turkey. And searches for that were booming, increased by 10,000% overnight. So I did a little data. First of all, have you heard about people going to other countries to get cosmetic surgery?
Absolutely.
What is the one that stands out to you? Do you hear any in particular?
I mean, obviously, like the whole BBL situation, going to Brazil or to the Dominican Republic to get the BBL or like the mommy makeover. I've heard about the hair replacement situation in Turkey. I've seen those like pictures of like Air Turkey or whatever. And there's all these men with either bald spots or bandages around their head. I'm like, wow. And then is it Korea for like LASIK?
Yeah. So I looked into this. I have a friend who actually just went abroad to do egg freezing in Britain. I'm not sure why, but she had done the math. And for whatever reason, it was less expensive for her there. But Britain isn't usually one of the places you think of to go for this. But I went to Medical Tourism Magazine, which is apparently a thing, to look up some of the top treatments and where people get them. And of course, this is why you're good at what you do. You nailed a couple of them right there. Top countries for a butt lift. Number one, Brazil, obvi. Then Colombia, Thailand, Mexico. And like far behind it, South Korea. But that particular procedure and the research I've done like came out of Brazil. So yeah. I get that that's where the expertise is. But people, by the way, are going because it's less expensive. Okay, second, hair transplant. Number one, Turkey. Number two, India. So I was like, okay, I know they're a big part of the hair story globally.
Right.
So there is expertise there, but I didn't know surgically. And then South Korea, but then US is also on the list. Apparently, we are quite advanced in our hair transplant techniques. I think the issue is just that they're more expensive here.
The price.
Yeah, exactly, than they would be in Turkey. And then the last one, I was like, let's just go all in. What if we want a facelift? Where are we going to go?
Oh, yeah, where?
South Korea, number one. I feel like they're light years ahead when it comes to cosmetic procedures. Then Thailand, Turkey, Mexico, and Brazil. I'll link to this article too, though. But
I just don't know if I would trust them with my face.
You can't even trust your New York fancy pants surgeon that we could probably get you because you're like a beauty journalist.
I know. But like also, I don't know. I just don't want to get on a plane away from family and friends, away from my insurance company and have someone cutting me open and doing the things and then trust that I can get back to the States in one piece.
So my friend who did the egg freezing, she's made it into a vacation because that's a big deal for a woman. And I feel like it could be a little, you know, there's stress around that a lot too. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to go there. I'll do the shots while I'm there and I'll be enjoying a nice hotel room. And even with the cost of the, think about that. Even with the cost of the hotel room, it was less than she would have had in the US. So she got to be taken care of with somebody cleaning her room every day and bringing her food if she's not feeling well. I thought that was a kind of a smart thing.
For sure. But egg freezing's a little bit less downtime, right? When I went to the surgeon in the city, he's like, you're out for like 12 weeks. He's like, you're going to go home with a drainage bag where like fluid and blood will be draining out of your body.
Is that when you started crying, Julie?
That's when I started crying. That was probably the second time I started crying. And I was like, could you imagine being in Brazil and then being in your hotel room with a drainage bag? I'd be like, who's...
But they have services now with like the hotel that you can check in and the nurses come to the hotel. But you're right. When you don't feel well, you want a loved one around.
A loved one. Maybe some, I don't speak Portuguese.
What if you don't speak the language? Oh, that's like, a good point too. Yeah. She's got a lot of concerns.
I got a lot of concerns.
It might not be for you.
Well, however people want to spend their money, time, and life, go ahead. As long as you're not like hurting other people and creating chaos. But like, if that's what you want to do for yourself, go right ahead.
Go abroad. I'll link the article for everyone. Okay, let's go to the science corner. Okay, get this. This is also actually out of Brazil is where this research was done. A new study found a positive relationship between the introduction of frequent use of makeup and a reduction in depressive symptoms. So yes, wearing makeup may help with depression. I think we get a lot of flack in the beauty industry for like, oh, unreasonable beauty standards, consumerism, making people buy things they don't want. And we forget that beauty feels so good sometimes. So this was a study of 95 people in Sao Paulo, Brazil. They had the people that did learn how to do makeup.
95 people? This is just 95 people.
I know. It's not a huge... Look at you out here making fun of the sample. The researchers acknowledged, Julie, the sample was not huge.
How old were they?
They were 21 and up and people that had depressive symptoms.
Got it.
So what they did is they gave everybody these makeup classes, like a one-on-one with a makeup artist to learn how to do makeup.
Okay.
They got some makeup, half of the people, and they got to practice the new things that they learned and use the makeup for 60 days. And so the two ways they tested how they were feeling, the test group, was this something called the Zung Index, which is like a questionnaire that they use to help if you're depressed. People that used the makeup and got the makeup lesson and were sort of interacting with themselves, doing the makeup every day, an 8.3% point reduction in depressive symptoms. And you're like, okay, well, maybe they just, I don't know, maybe they just did better on the test because they felt like they should because they knew they were in the test. No, then they tested their saliva for cortisol, the stress hormone, and found a reduction. Those people who were doing their makeup over the course of those 60 years had a 55% reduction in cortisol concentration in their saliva, meaning they were less stressed because of this. And so I was like, I wonder why that would be, because you often hear people who are depressed don't worry about their appearance as much. And then I was like, you know, sometimes the only time I get to sit with myself and just feel happy and play with artsy stuff is in front of the mirror.
Yes. I was about to say, I think it's more about self-care and just like sitting and thinking about something other than worrying and spiraling about other things. Like I've taken up painting lately, which is like such a trauma response to just having anxiety and worrying about stuff all the time. When I'm painting, I'm not sitting there either scrolling or thinking about those things. I'm thinking like, what am I going to paint? What color is going to be? And should I mix this color and that color together? Yeah. And so like, I'm concentrating on things other than the shit that is depressing me.
Yeah, I think the creativity aspect of it can't be like if they, okay, I want to add in a control group, somebody who learned how to give themselves like a facial massage with a serum, like skincare. Sure, that might be relaxing, but it doesn't give that thing that you're talking about where you like feel like you're a little bit of an artist for a moment.
Yes, like you feel in control. Like I feel in control and I feel more optimistic around life. Because, and I'm sure as you're sitting there lining your eye or putting on that lipstick or blending that blush in, you're just like, oh, one, I kind of look more, and I have like this enhanced look on myself. And two, I'm not thinking about the whole world burning down. You know, I'm like sitting here thinking about where is the apple of my cheek and how do I accentuate my face? I don't know. It just gets your mind off the
chaos.
It
also brings something of like a self-worthiness. You feel like, that's right. I deserve a little something. I should put on the lipstick.
I deserve. I say that to myself sometimes when I'm feeling like, oh, should I do this? Or should I take time to do this? And I have to say, I deserve. Or I'm worthy. I'm worthy of this moment. I'm worthy of this activity or this thing that I'm going to indulge in. I'm worthy.
Yeah. If there's someone in your life or you who are like, yeah, if you're in that mindset right now, go to a nice counter. Don't just go to Ulta or Sephora. Go to your Mac. Go to Mac and get like a nice, you know, sit down with the person. Remember back in the day how we really did it? You sat with the counter. Don't care if they're trying to sell you something. You can sit down and be like, I will buy a lipstick. You could tell them up front, because I always used to get worried about that, like that I would feel pressured.
I know. I'm like, I hope you don't think I'm buying this whole face full of stuff. Have I said that before? I think, but like to your point, like manage the expectations, right?
Right,
like,
right.
I am looking for a lipstick. If you want to show me other things, feel free. Beat a sis's face. But I'm probably going to walk away here with a lipstick. So let's all just calm down.
Go in knowing, okay, I'm going to buy something so I don't feel guilty that I'm using up their time for nothing. You don't even have to tell them. And just sit down and like let them show you a couple things and try some new colors out. I mean, like, who's not going to be more cheerful?
Yeah, and you might even surprise yourself. You might be like, I need that blush.
This was why I was like, this study it's asking a lot. I get that. But I've heard a lot from guest co-hosts and other people and listeners after I do Science Corner. They're like, why did they study that? And so I went to look at what the researchers said, and they said, dealing with depression is so expensive for the healthcare industry and a society's economy. It is one of those diseases that just zaps resources and money away from other diseases because it is such a hard one to cure, to help alleviate symptoms. There's pharma companies involved. So they were looking for like less expensive, like self-care things that could be done that can help with depression. And this was one of the ones they were testing. And clearly it has some effect. And if you have depression, you're like, give me the drugs, give me the acupuncture, give me whatever will help, even if it's a little bit. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. So I just want to give that reasoning in case anybody's out there being like, why'd they study that? There you go. Okay. Last thing for whoever wants this. I don't know. We'll see if Julie wants it. There is now a perfume watch. It is the world's first scented perfume watch. It's called the Pleats of Time. It's a collaboration between Swiss watchmaker Yu Qingyin and then Dominique Ropion. That name, you know, the perfumer, rockstar perfumer. Paco Rabanne, Lady Million. Portrait of a Lady. Perhaps you've heard of it. Actually, isn't that one of
Perhaps.
Yours?
Perhaps.
Yeah. So anyway, the band of the watch is laced with nanoparticles of a fragrance that's meant to represent the passing of time. And then it also has silk embroidery and mother of pearl shards.
Okay. I want to know how much it is. I also want to understand the innovation around this. Is it like a scratch and sniff band? Is it like dispersing fragrance as your arm moves? Do you have to click a button and then the fragrance comes out?
Okay. This is one of those things that like if you read about it in a magazine, it would be price upon request.
Right.
You know what I mean? That used to happen to me all the time. Mary Claire. It's
price upon request means you can't afford it. Move on.
I think here is the case that it was conceptual to show off the technology, the embroidery that this embroiderer does, the fragrance that Dominique made, because you can't actually buy it now that I'm looking at it, but they're going to show you that this is something that we can have in the future. It is a concept. However, to your questions that you asked, there's no button. It's just that this band of the watch is like infused with scent.
But won't that wear off over time?
Yes. In fact, we reported on eyeglasses that were infused with a scent recently. They were like infused with lavender oil to help prevent lice, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but whatever. They're now finding ways to make plastics, silks, and other materials that have this nanoparticles of fragrance like infused into them. So there were scratch and sniff jeans. Do you not remember this? I think they were from...
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Do you scratch it and it releases the scent? But like, I just feel from like washing your hands and your body's oils and the lotion stuff, like I feel like the scent would wear off so quickly or get musty or get weird from like
I can't wait for you to watch, which I just clicked on, which is the concept video about this watch. I have a feeling that people wearing this watch don't have to worry about any of that. It's got pave diamonds all around the edges, fully covered in silk. It looks like an art piece. Like, you wear this if you're going to the Met Gala, and that's the only time you wear this, I think.
Okay, well, as I wait for my Met Gala
invitation, it's in the mail.
I will add this to the list of things I will wear when I'm invited to the Met.
Wait, here it is, middle of April. Do you think everybody who's going to the Met, yeah, they know by now that they're going, right? So we didn't get invitations.
Yeah, but I mean, if Anna wants to send us a few invitations, I mean, I'll pull something together. I will rifle through my H&M and see what I can do.
And then we'll borrow this watch and you'll put the watch
and
on.
And we'll borrow this watch and that will be the moment.
And that will be Julie's Met Gala entrance.
Exactly. You might have an invitation. I haven't checked my mailbox in a while. Let me check my work mailbox and see if it's there.
All right. You FaceTime me from there so I can see how it goes.
I mean, do they ever really even invite editors or reporters other than being on the red carpet?
Actually, I
know. If you're not at Condé Nast.
It was people that worked at Vogue. That's the only people that I know that could go.
It's like gang wars over here. They're not going to invite a Hersky.
No. I hope they have fun. All right. Let's go raise some wands.
Okay.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. Everybody get excited. But first, we have a listener raise a wand. Take it away, listener.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name is Whitney, and I'm calling from Paducah, Kentucky, and I am calling to raise a wand to two different products that individually are popular, but I'm not sure that people know to use them together. So I found this foundation hack on TikTok where you take two pumps of the COSRX Snail Mucin, and then you take one pump of your favorite foundation. For me, in summer, it's the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk. And you mix those together and then apply them to your face with your hands with your fingers, and it is the most beautiful foundation I have ever used. The most beautiful finish, lightweight, but there's coverage still. It's dewy, it's glowy, it wears well. It's just beautiful, and I'm not a foundation girly. I have to go with things that are lightweight, and then I always feel like they fall into my pores and that kind of thing, and this just doesn't. It's a great solution for me as someone who doesn't really love foundation, and I think probably for anybody in the summers to have something more lightweight and dewy looking, so try it out.
Okay, excellent. I'm so excited. I will try this hack. That don't run any fluid foundation. Chef's kiss, always nice. Sheer it out with the serum. I'm into that. So guys, I have homework for everybody. I'm not putting Julie on the spot. Julie, here's what happened. You ready? So by the way, if you can help me, you should call 646-481-8182 or email us at info@fatmascara.com. It's all in the description. Last night I was making a stir fry. And you know when the pan gets super hot and you're so excited because you're going to throw the veggies in, it's going to be like sizzle. This girl did not realize how much oil is in the pan, threw in my peppers and onions. Do you see this on my forehead?
No.
And there's one up here and here. Thankfully, I was wearing my eyeglasses, but I got a hot canola oil splatter to the face. And right away, I was like, you know when you know, you just know. You're like, well, that's going to burn.
Yeah.
It blistered this morning.
It's going to blister. It's then going to pop. It's then going to leave a hyperpigmentation moment, a scar.
That was the other thing, the hyperpigmentation, because I scar really easily. Who doesn't? Post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So I immediately am doing Aquaphor. I'm trying to keep it moist, right? I feel like I've asked this before, but I want to know what other people do for scars, things like that, to help not get the post-inflammatory, but also heal it quicker.
Aloe.
You do? What is that what you do?
I've used aloe like immediately. And then I'm like, Black families just always have cocoa butter on hand, and your cocoa butter and Vaseline. I'm just like,
right, as it's healing.
Right.
I feel like those don't help with the post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Oh, you're talking about afterwards.
I'm talking about all of it. I want, like, if you're listening and you're like, okay, I work in, we have lots of nurses that listen to, doctor, you know about burns, maybe you have kids, something happened to you. What is your go-to post-burn procedure?
Yeah.
At Julie's house, we're doing cocoa butter and aloe.
And Vaseline. Although I feel like when I get post-inflammatory, I feel like post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation with like pimples is different than a burn. It's just like,
yeah,
burn, you need something a little bit more serious.
Right. But I don't want to put anything active on yet because I'm still in like the it blistered and healing phase. So hit me up with your suggestions. I know there's somebody out there who's like, this is how you do it. Maybe you work in something where like you get burned. Call me. I won't pick up the phone. Or text me. You can text now. That's fun. Lately, people have been shy. I don't know. Text me. 646-481-8182. All right. Thank you for your help and your suggestions, by the way, Julie. Mm-hmm. It's your turn to raise a wand. What are you going to raise a wand to?
My raise a wand. So we were just at this Fragrance Foundation luncheon and everyone was asking me what I was wearing. They love this scent. And I'm telling you, every time I wear this scent, someone stops me, and it is Creed's new Queen of Silk. Have you tried this?
No, because Creed, I have an ex-boyfriend that wore Creed. It was like on my no-no list for years because I was like, I hate everything Creed. But they were up for a bunch of awards this year. So what's Queen of Silk like? Tell me everything.
Okay, so you know I'm really not good at the notes and stuff. I like to describe things on how they make me feel. When I wear Queen of Silk, I feel like I have my shit together, that I have perfect credit, that all my deadlines are taken care of. I can spend the rest of the day doing whatever I want, like going, being a lady that lunches. And I just feel wealthy and doesn't mean like millions of dollars. I just feel like I'm together. I've got it going on. Like, I have no worries. I'm running on time. It is one of those scents that just gathers me. It gathers me. And whenever anyone smells, like whenever I'm wearing it, people literally stop and ask me. That and YSL Libre are the two scents that if I'm ever wearing them, people will comment. And I'm just like, wow. So I was talking about that because I was sitting at a table with some Creed people and like, I wasn't invited by Creed. I was invited by the foundation. So it's not like I was wearing it for them.
That would have been a good move. You would have gotten an invite back next year.
Exactly. But I was wearing it and I was like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm wearing Queen of Silk. And they're like, oh my God, we love that. Blah, blah, blah. It's too new to be nominated for an award this year.
Oh, so this is a brand new one from Creed.
It's super new. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. If you want to feel pulled together and like the world is your oyster, this is how you will feel wearing it.
This is so great you described it like this, because I get a lot of notes from listeners who are like, I don't understand what you're talking about when you describe notes. Like, that doesn't help me. What else can you give me? And I feel like Julie just did it for us. Like, she's not giving you notes. She's giving you a vibe. And if you want that vibe.
I think you should start telling people the vibes of it. I think that's where I see people's like eyes light up when I'm telling them, because I'm like, oh, there's lavender, vanilla and stuff. And they're like, okay, cool. And I'm like, no. Killian just came out with Sunkissed Goddess is their new fragrance that I smelled last week. And I literally was like, this smells like the Soft Life. That was the best way for me to explain it to someone. It smells like I'm on vacation and that I don't have a job I have to rush back to and that I could maybe extend my stay a little bit longer. It smells like there's a drink next to me and that maybe I've been in the water and I'm out, but like you have to set up the scenario for them. And I was like, yes. And someone was like, yes, that's what it smells like.
That gave me, they were two very different vibes, by the way. I feel like if you gave me the two bottles right now and I didn't know which was which, based on just those descriptions, I'd be able to tell you which one was which.
Right.
And so this works. Okay, I always feel like good. I want to raise a wand to a fragrance and try and do this.
Oh, do it.
Okay. I just went to my collection and this one I've been wearing a bit. I'm going to be so bad at this.
Wait, what is this?
Malin & Goetz Vetiver.
Vetiver.
Which okay. is a note.
It's
I know.
A note, but there's other notes in there.
There are other notes in here. Do you know if I... You're going to hate this.
Oh, my God.
Julia's are like these beautiful places that people want to be. I was like, you're in the principal's office.
Oh, wow. But I... Hold on. I'm going there. I'm going there.
Okay, so I'm in the principal's office, but I'm not in trouble. Okay?
Oh.
I think I'm just going to something that probably I had a principal that wore a vetiver fragrance, to be perfectly honest. But I'm about to get awarded for something because I'm a type A student that just like got a special certificate. Like, I feel like you're the overachiever. Like, I'm clean, I'm fresh, there's a little woody, feels kind of professional. I'll wear it to school. It'll be okay. Could wear it to the office. I'm not going to offend anybody. I'm crisp.
Ooh, crisp. Confident. You're in the principal's
confident
office.
Okay, thank you. You're taking what I did and
yes,
making the...
You're in the principal's office because... And you're walking in there confidently because you know you didn't mess up. You're there because you're a star.
He's like, you got the blah, blah award. I'm confident. Okay. And to translate that to Julie's life, it's like you're going to the conference room to like win at a meeting. I could do this deck in my sleep. Someone made a PowerPoint and it's perfect. And I'm crisp and clean. I'm not going to offend anyone because this isn't too heady. This is just right for like that moment.
Yes.
How'd I do?
So good. Like that, y'all. I hope people flood the comments of like, I went and got this fragrance and you nailed it. And that's how it makes me feel. Because again, I do think to your point, describing the vibe is what people want to know. And we all know, or at least we do as editors, that fragrances are going to manifest themselves differently on different people's bodies because your chemistry, all of that. But the essential essence and vibe of it is this. And if we can get your head in that space, you will want to like interact with that scent. You killed it. I'm going to go. I'm sure I have that in beauty closet somewhere. I'm going to go find it.
Yeah. And have confidence. Raise a wand to our new fragrance description activity.
Yes.
Describe the vibe, not the notes. Raise a wand.
Yeah. Raise a wand. I mean, we can talk about notes too, but like, what's the vibe?
We got the vibe. This is great. All right. On that note, raise a wand to you. First member of the Three Timers Club. Go get your beauty sleep, everybody. We'll see you on Friday.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.